Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, good Lord, is it Friday yet? Woo. Is it Friday yet? We both had big days.
I know.
How was live band karaoke?
Can I just say that when Lisa, my wife, and I got into the car at the end of the night, she said, "Who the hell are you?" And I was
what
like,
"What does that mean?"
Thank you, Lisa. The night went so great. The craziest things happened, but it was awesome. It was packed. Lisa killed it too. It was great.
Right on. Adrian, everything good?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Mrs. America, maybe our best show that we've ever done.
Let's go.
Congratulations to Paige Ewing, Mrs. Georgia. She's your new Mrs. America, and everything was... It's solid.
Awesome.
It's solid.
Fantastic.
I will ask the question again. Is it Friday yet?
I know.
I think we're all ready. Man, and when you walk outside this morning, get ready for that. The humidity has been squeezed out of the washcloth.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And yeah, it's going to get hot again this weekend, but so what?
Yeah.
So what? Mm-hmm. It's nice out there right now.
Yeah, it is.
We're rushing through it because it's 1 in 8 shot. Y'all already know. 1 in 8 shot for high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. High number sits at...
010.
And the low number is...
001.
Yeah. 1 in 8 shot. 702-364-9898. Why not have a winner right now? Because it's already happened earlier this week at 6 o'clock in the morning. And if nothing else, you guys should know this. And you know, I have special affection for those who get up early and listen to this.
Yeah.
I have special affection for you guys. It makes the other...
I wasn't even up yet.
Well, set an alarm.
Yeah.
You already gave it. When was that? Tuesday that we did it? Yeah, Tuesday at 6.
You already gave it away?
Yeah. You got to get up early to beat us. You know
That's
what
right.
I'm saying? By us, I mean we.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all who are, okay, 702-364-9898. 1 in 8 for high-low. I want to go to Disneyland.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 8.5. KLQC.
High-low, I want to go to Disneyland. You ready?
Yes, sir. Working through some technical difficulties on this side.
I was going to say, could you not hear us?
No, I could. I was sorry. I'm trying to get stuff fixed and prepped. My apologies.
Michaela, you could see Adrian. I looked over and he was just like, he looked at me like, what do you want? He gave me the, because his mic was like way not, you know, in broadcast position.
Yeah.
No headphones.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm like, we going.
Mm-hmm.
And... He looked
said,
at
say
me.
What?
He looked at me like,
we're going.
Who the hell are you? And what do you think you want with me?
Listen, he's an ocean and man.
He did. So it's okay?
Yes.
We don't need to call nobody.
No. I was trying to make sure everything's good.
I don't
know.
This
is a big deal right now.
Oh,
I got a feeling.
Potentially. I got a feeling.
Just wanted to make sure we were all prepped and recorded and ready to go.
Did they do that one last night at live band karaoke?
They didn't,
should've.
But it's still a good tune.
Should have.
Yeah, the people didn't want to do it.
Ah, it would have been great. Band would have been ready, wouldn't they?
Hell yeah.
Prepared for everything.
Everything.
All right, well, first things first, who's on the phone?
That'll be Emily Dubé from Seven Hills.
Emily Dubé down here. Hi, Emily Dubé.
Hi.
I like that you're excited. That's a good sign.
We're excited.
Well, pleased to be enjoying this moment as Michaela Gordon tells you what your high number is.
010.
And be equally as enchanted when she tells you your low number.
001.
All right. So you sound like you're ready to win this thing. What's your number?
Yeah, we're ready. We've been following this every single day, every hour. My daughter wants 8.
008. Correct?
008.
Uh-huh. Final answer?
Correct. Yep.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay. 008.
Nope. Too high.
Okay. All right. We'll try again.
Yeah, please.
Give it another shot at 7.
We'll try. Thank you.
You're great. I like people who are fired up this early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Emily Dubé of Seven Hills.
Yes, thank you.
Right,
thank you. Bye.
Oh, I hate hearing him disappointed, though.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know.
What are you? You know what? You know how to fix that problem? Guess the right number.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about
it. True.
You want me to rig the game?
Yeah.
I figured you might say
at least he's honest. So, but we can't do that.
Yeah. No.
It's that whole federal indictment thing that scares me off on that. I'm not good with that.
Handcuffs.
At all.
All that stuff.
Because you know who's not going to go to jail? Michaela Gordon.
Damn,
she won't.
Yeah. If I did, though, I've watched enough 60 Days In to probably handle myself. So just
don't
worry, you guys.
Karaoke would go crazy in jail.
Yes. I'd be holding events. I'd be fine, actually.
She'd go crazy.
I could check it out.
It'd be one of those old school shows that they try to make, like Cop Rock. You know what I mean? But it'd be jail block karaoke.
Can I tell you that I actually sang in a jail? I sang in a prison years ago for a reality show.
You were Johnny Cash.
I did. I was doing this show in Nashville, and we sang at Folsom Prison. I was young. I was like 20, and I was like, look at this gig. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go home. Got a little scared.
It wasn't Folsom Prison. Oh, you sang the song Folsom Prison?
No, I feel like it was Folsom Prison, because John Rich put it on. Oh, okay. John Rich and CMT had put it on, whatever that prison was, in Nashville.
Sure.
It's like an iconic prison.
I'd imagine.
I was 19, so it's a little blurry.
No, I'll brush up on my jail history in the break.
Find out.
No, but you know what I will do?
The point is I can hang, okay?
You know what I will do? Cow. You know I'm going to Google it because I can't stand not knowing stuff.
I know.
Was that there was like a reality show that they were going to get going? It was the
songwriting competition.
Yeah.
So they wanted you to like do all these crazy things. And we did.
Sure.
But I always forget that. And that event went good too, so.
So if my math is correct, high-low, I want to go to Disneyland. Now we're where we keep squeezing the high number. Nobody's been low on it yet.
Mm-mm.
008 on the high end, 001 on the low end. So that means to me that that's a 1-in-6 shot coming up at 7 o'clock this morning.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things
on 98.5 KLUC.
First pick courtesy of our buddies at Northwest Career College. They're registering now for the fall and giving away a $10,000 scholarship. But as you can imagine, that is not going to last forever. I would go quickly.
Yes.
To nccvibe.com. I would also go quickly to 702-364-9898. New Kids on the Block, Right Stuff, Las Vegas Residency, Dolby Live, Park MGM, Wednesday, November 12th. Our buddies at Live Nation have given us tickets to give to you. Somebody at the end of all this, you got literally it's 1-in-5. We talk about 1-in-6 shot for high-low. This is a 1-in-5 shot for you to trade us your tickets for ours and sit on stage on the bar stools with meet and greet passes, and we'll move you to the Saturday, November 8th show. Pretty cool.
Heck yeah.
702-364-9898. I got an email from a guy who's upset. He's like, it's not hostile work environment, but I don't think anybody here likes me.
Oh, he thought.
I have allergies. And when I sneeze, nobody says, God bless you.
Oh no, pal.
So it was, it was like.
It hurt his feelings.
I got another. I'm wondering if these people are all in the same room. You know what I mean? Because literally there's three and they're all on different sides of it. Sort of. Another dude is like, there's drama in my office. This guy's upset because nobody says God bless you when he sneezes. And I'm thinking, is this the same? But I didn't want to.
I know.
I didn't want to rat anybody out. That's why I'm not saying any names
right
now.
Yeah, you're just staying cool.
It's great. I admit, I'm not a blesser. We're not in the times of the plague anymore. Well, apparently from what we heard up at South Lake Tahoe or wherever that was, apparently the plague is back. But... you know.
Yeah, I did see that.
But I digress. I don't mean to spin us off into another topic, but he goes, we're not in the times of the plague anymore. I don't think we need blessings. I get that it's nice, but it's unnecessary. Then a third one slides through.
Dang.
Who do these people think they are saying, I sneezed the other day. Somebody said, God bless you. I said, no, thank you. Long and the short of it, they got into an argument about religious beliefs. What do you mean, no, thank you?
God.
Well, I just don't believe in that.
That's a lot.
So I have two questions, possibly three. I don't know. You're going to have to steer me through this.
Okay.
But, okay, what's the harm?
I you know where I'm going to go.
For me, I'm just like, just say thank you and move on with your life. It's not that serious. Homeboy that's upset with everybody else, my guess is there's deeper issues.
Listen, you're probably sneezing 5 times in a row and people are sick of it. They said it the first 20 times. Now they're like, can you just shut up?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't think there's a right answer to this one, but we want to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
And we super want to give you New Kids tickets. So you need to call 702-364-9898 right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not kidding when I say they're our buddies, because they love us and we love them. It's a real deal. Thank you to Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall. Giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Again, it is almost the fall. They're registering for the fall, so you're not going to hear about this much longer.
Insane.
Which means they're about to give that thing away. So I would go to nccvibe.com. Do that now. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Debbie Hungate from Centennial Hills.
You didn't say. I'm shocked.
Mixing it up.
I'm shocked.
Keeping people on their toes. They don't know.
Adrian's been trying to get, well, I kind of started it, and then I was like, I don't think I like this that much. And Adrian went, well, I do.
And I'm a proponent.
Yes. He thinks he wants to have everybody in Centennial Hills that is called the Chills. For C Hills.
You know what I'm saying, right, Chills?
Debbie? You get it, right, Deb?
Yeah. You with me?
Come on, Deb.
The more I say it, the more I like it. The more I say it, the more I like it. The Chills, are you on board?
Sure.
She's like, whatever
she
I got.
Solid shirt.
Whatever I got to do to get my new kids.
That was a strong. No, that was a strong yes.
Yes,
she's like, she's like, do my tickets depend on this? Because
I'm
agreeable.
I'll give you whatever answer you want, baby.
Right.
Give me those tickets.
It's like that scene in Miracle. I'm from wherever's not going to get me hit.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Who knew that? Bless you. Was such a flashpoint. The first person we heard from was upset because his coworkers don't say God bless you after he sneezes. Mm-hmm. Where do you fall on this topic?
Like Michaela said earlier, if you're going to sneeze 5-6 times, we're good.
Well, I don't know if it's that. The impression I got is they're not saying it at all, and it hurts his feelings. Is he a little too wound up?
Yeah, he needs to grow up. Say bless you yourself, then it's fine. I mean,
yes, God bless me.
I know people that do that.
Yeah,
they'll say bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Even more. You know what? Can I switch topics briefly? Because it's related. What do you say when somebody coughs? I feel like I need to say something. You can't.
Oh.
So because I learned this from an 8-year-old, I reverted to cough you. Because
that's so cute. Oh, cough you.
Well, I'm a teacher and I'm like, did you cover your mouth?
Yeah, right. That's self-preservation. All right, listen, you've got a data plan for us, so let me get you out of here. What about the lady who's she was offended. They said, bless you. She said, no, thank you. And it turned into a big fight over religious beliefs.
Oh, she needs to get over it, too. My goodness. It's not like, are you going to wear a sign that says you have your religious beliefs? You know, like, it's just common courtesy if someone says it. Just, okay, thank you.
And I think I read somewhere one time that people believed your heart stopped for like 1 second when you sneezed. So they were just trying to be like, bless you.
Yeah, no, that
you're alive still.
No, go with the Lord. Yeah, go. No, let the Lord carry
like you're
you
being
past
nice.
That second.
Yeah, way to go. You lived a second.
It's... I understand the religious argument. I don't know that I agree with the religious argument only because nobody's trying to hurt you. They're not. If it was, God bless you, even though you're going to hell, that'd be a different story.
Maybe that's how we should start answering people. When they sneeze, be like, God bless you, you're going to hell.
Even though you're going to hell. I don't know. Here's what we know. You're going to New Kids.
Yay!
Yay.
Thank you.
What grade do you teach?
I teach third grade.
Aww. This is not a religious statement either, just because it's going to sound like. No, you know what? Yes, it is. You're doing the Lord's work. So seriously, God bless you. And you can take that.
Thank you.
Or not take it. See, thank you. That's the proper answer.
In the morning. The Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Here's some good news. Ace is on a 12-game heater.
Let's go.
Went on a 15-0 run in the third quarter last night. Beat Atlanta. They're in sole possession of second place now. And they get a week off. And they'll play at T-Mobile. Our next home game is in T-Mobile against the number one team in the WNBA. There's not enough time for us to catch them. But we'll play Minnesota next Thursday. Okay? So, man, now's a great time. Get on the bandwagon. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's good news. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, even more importantly, 1 in 6 shot at high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. And it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. I'm very pro-official when it comes to sporting events. That's a tough job.
Yeah.
It's human beings out there. No, you could not do it better than they can.
True.
I know you. It's easy to sit on your couch in your drawers.
And say you can.
Yeah, hammered. pounding pizza rolls down your neck. Screaming at the TV. What? I'm going to make that. Yeah, listen.
I could do that in my sleep. No, you couldn't.
So I appreciate this. A high school football ref in Alabama is being hailed as a hero. Last Friday, about 40 miles southeast of Birmingham, a ref named Joey Shelnut. All right, sure. It just placed the ball at the 25-yard line, and it just collapsed and was not moving.
No.
Another ref named Lou Murphy immediately runs over and starts doing chest compressions. Joey ended up having to be resuscitated twice.
Oh, my God.
Twice. Wow. Saved his life twice. He told a reporter he remembers, Joey says he remembers feeling lightheaded after he put the ball down. Hang on, let me stall for half a second because I think I've got audio on this. He felt lightheaded after he put the ball down and then nothing. Anybody who's ever passed out, that's kind of how it works. Lou, as you'll probably hear in a second, is the only reason that he is alive, according to Joey. All right, where is it? I know it's right here. Oh, there it is. Let me push this button.
I remember spotting the ball, and I came up, and I thought that...
Hell yeah, he is from Alabama, isn't he?
Hell yeah.
No mistake in that.
Roll Tide.
Roll damn Tide.
I may have came up too fast. I felt a little woozy, lightheaded for, 3 to 4 seconds, but it went away. And then after that, I don't remember anything. They say I collapsed on the field, and, I mean, they said I had died twice.
Terrifying.
Unreal. Way to go, Lou. Nice work. Last month, this happened, but it's back. It's in the news. Actually, it's been going on for a while. Much love to this pizza joint in Minneapolis called Pizza Man. The owner saw people digging through his dumpster. You may have seen this story. He saw people digging through the dumpster for food, and it broke his heart. And you know exactly what he did about it. He went on Facebook and said, please do not eat out of our dumpster. Nobody deserves that. If you're that desperate for food, please come ask. And then he put a sign on the dumpster and on his shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he also went on to say that he would start leaving cheese pizzas outside the back door for anybody who's too embarrassed to ask. Just come and get them.
I love that.
He said that he just couldn't sit in a building full of food and then watch somebody starve in his parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Not on his watch. Not while he could do something about it. In the last month, he says he's helped around 100 people, and he's not the only one helping. This is what this means to you. You can go online and donate. People have donated about $4,000 to, to buy pizzas. Well, he's got more money than he's got pizza, so he's been donating the rest to food banks.
I love this guy.
I know. Pizza Man in Minneapolis, salute. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Welcome. 7:06 on Thursday morning as we're almost to Labor Day weekend. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. You know what time it is. It's time to get going with High Low. I want to go to Disneyland and turn that music off and let the other music play. Okay, got it. What'd you say, Michaela? 1 in 6 shot?
Yeah. Easy.
One would think.
Psych. No, so I feel like it's
also
hard.
There's also a lot of room in there.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this is when the pressure ratchets up.
Yeah.
Because people, it is 1 in 6, you know?
Yeah.
Like, odds are good.
Mm-hmm.
When it's 1 in 20, you're like, yeah, maybe I'll throw one out there and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. But it's more frustrating because if you guess one number just off, and yeah, it's just when only you find four out later, numbers or whatever, you're like, no.
Find out later that you just missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's make it official. The high number is
008.
The low number is
001.
The phone number is,
as a team, 702-3.
You're doing good.
6-4-4-6-3-6-4-98-98.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Again, 702-364-9898. You guys know
it
the deal.
Took 2 years.
Yeah. And let's see, Michaela, what's the number for this round?
Okay, get over it.
I'm just kidding.
You know, that's
it's
my
because I
gag.
Don't know.
That's good. See. That was well played.
Just want to see.
That was well played.
Don't blame me, Adrian. It took me so long to get that number down. Well, I don't even know Lisa's number by heart.
Yeah, you got to do them, but you got to do the misdirection. You did, that was awesome.
Thank you.
You got to get them looking.
Learn, no, learn from it. The best.
Well, thank you. Well, and then you also heard some stuff from me, which is great. So, hey, 702-364-9898, like Michaela said, be calling number 25 right now. Play High Low. I want to go to Disneyland with a 1 in 6 shot. Why not you? Michaela's hometown throwdown. Danica Nazar from Aliante goes after win number 3. Possibly even more importantly, if she wins today, Aliante goes into a tie with Sunrise Manor for the most wins all time on Michaela's hometown throwdown. It's never happened. Sunrise Manor has been on top of the leaderboard for like forever.
It's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's big. This is bigger. Wait. Hold on. Hang on. This is bigger.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5.
KLQC.
So big you couldn't even hear it.
That's right.
The frequency was beyond your comprehension. Mm-hmm. It was so big. And mine. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Erica Guzman from North Las Vegas.
All right, Dan. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
Erica's not new to High Low. Uh-uh. She knows what to do. Let's just get right to it. You got a 1 in 6 shot. The high number is
008.
And the low number is
001.
What you got?
Okay, well, I had a specific number in mind, but I don't know about that one now.
Why? Why are you questioning?
just because I think I'm going to... This is my second time, so I'm going to go on the lower end and do 2002 Yes.
002 Final answer?
Yes.
Were you thinking about switching back to the other one?
No.
Okay. So we're going with 002
No.
Okay. Not your final answer. Again, high number 008, low number 001. You have 002, 003, 004, 005, 006, and 007 to choose from. What's it going to be?
Okay, I'm going to go with 004.
004. This time, final answer?
Yes.
Was that that original number that you said that you had in your head, but then you were going to switch off of it, but you came back to the other one?
Yeah.
004. Going with her gut. Let's see if it pays off.
Woo! You get to go.
Guzman of North Las Vegas. You almost blew it.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps.
Oh my God.
You almost.
Oh my God.
You almost.
Holy crap.
Oh my God. My daughter is the one that called in for me and she helped me. So,
right?
For her.
Okay, so there was this 004002. What? At the last second, literally, my finger was hovering over the button and you were going to be too low. What at the last second made you change your mind?
I don't know. I just looked at my daughter and she was saying, no, not two. And she just said, four.
That's
no way. Four.
Yeah.
Your daughter's the champ.
Yeah. She knew.
Yes, she is. Oh, my God.
She knew. Four two-day,
awesome.
One park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney. And then when we're all done with this, somebody's going to get elevated to a grand prize of a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort. And four three-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort as well. So congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Winner number three of High-Low. I want to go to Disneyland. We will start a brand new game coming up at 8 o'clock.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I'll tell you what, this has been the craziest round of High-Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland that we've seen in quite some time. Two out of the three have just come out of nowhere and just nutty stuff.
Insane.
Erica Guzman of North Las Vegas wanted to guess 002, but she had 004 in her head the whole time. We asked her final answer, and I thought she was going to say yes. I was about to hit, you know, I was about to go.
Nope, too low.
You know what I mean? I was ready to go.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
And then she goes, we said final answer. She goes, no. And 004 paid off.
Insane.
And Michaela, I told Chet offline, this is the first time in my 2 years being here that someone is switched up on the final when Chet goes, hey, final answer?
Yeah.
Everyone goes with their gut.
Wow.
They don't usually do that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah. So we'll start a brand new game of High-Low coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, we got to get to Michaela's hometown throwdown. My goodness, Danica Nazar from Aliante getting after, for her individually, personally, win number 3. But representing the good people of Aliante, if Danica can pull off the win today, Aliante will move into a tie with Sunrise Manor, both with 23 wins overall, atop the leaderboard, which I can't remember the last time Sunrise Manor wasn't on top all by themselves. Maybe from the very beginning.
From the jump.
From the jump. They've never not been.
Yeah, yeah. I sent an email to our statistician. He looked through the record books. Sunrise Manor was the first win. So
Chet Buchanan, Joe Stats and Information Department.
Yes, sure. Our record books, we were on it.
Yeah. We can't hire an assistant producer, but we got a full research department.
Yes.
It's a full one. Just full. All right, so you want to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? Why don't you be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. You're like, why would I want to do that? Well, because we have four tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire on Saturday the 13th, which is just around the corner at Orleans Arena, thanks to our friends at Raycom Media. So, yeah, I'd get on it. 702-364-9898, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, I think everything's set now. I think everything's back in order.
Yeah.
Feels like everything's smooth and ready to go. Welcome back, our champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. That would be Danica Navarre. Everything's smooth until I start pushing buttons and stuff. Then it gets all screwed up. Hi, Danica.
Hey.
No extra pressure today, but if you do win and get your third win overall, it will also put Aliante into a tie with Sunrise Manor for the most wins overall.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? You'd be a hero in your community. I don't know that they'd throw a parade for you like we did for the Summerlin South Little Leaguers, but it's something to consider at the next HOA, meeting.
I'll bring it up.
Yeah, yeah, I would. You guys still meet at the golf course? I don't know if that's where they meet. I'm just being weird. And again, who is our challenger today?
That'll be Dennis Torres from North Las Vegas.
What up, Dennis? Hey, Adrian. Adrian said you were talking smack. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
Dennis, you didn't tell me behind the scenes that you thought Danica sounds hairy.
I ain't trying to get her mad in the morning.
She sounds hairy.
That's not what you told me between me and you and everyone listening.
That's not nice.
I cannot stand you.
Well, be careful, Danica don't play, so we'll see what's going to happen, Dennis.
No. Now she's going to just
Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Boom.
Him and you.
Uh-huh.
Well, the both of you.
I didn't do anything anyway.
Hey, Dennis, make sure that you buzz in with your name. How do you play the game again? Buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so you make sure that we can hear you. Don't answer until we call on you because you may believe that you got in first. You might not have. First 1-3 wins the game. And your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Gordon. Danica, why do we call her the commissioner?
Batman.
The one and only Michaela Gordon. Let's go.
This actress will make her directorial debut on a movie written by her son, but she will always be best known as Rose from Titanic. What's her name?
Danica. Kate Winslet.
Is it Kate Winslet? Champion goes up one zip.
A woman trashed this rapper's New York City clothing store, but fans are saying it wasn't Kendrick Lamar's people, even though the rappers have beef.
Who are we talking about? Which rapper are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis?
Danica?
Dennis got in first.
Drake?
Yeah, is that Drake?
Oh, yeah.
That's
he's a clothing
so
store in New York City. And this lady just smashed it. And people were like, hey, calm down, though. It's just this lady. There's nothing to do with Kendrick Lamar or his fans.
Anything that happens with either one of them, people are always going to jump to that.
Yeah.
Wow, we're tied at one. Is this the first time that anybody's even gotten a point on Danica?
I believe so.
I think that might be true. All right, we're tied at one.
A movie is in the making about the making of the movie Rocky. What is the actor's name who played that character?
Oh, God. Dennis, did you get in? Dennis, did you buzz in?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard of something. Then Danica did. What's your answer, please?
Sylvester Stallone.
Are we talking about Sylvester Stallone? Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
So there's a movie about the making of the movie.
Yeah, Rocky. So there's an actor that's been chosen to play Sylvester Stallone in the movie of the making of Rocky.
Huh.
So it's kind of cool.
I'd watch that. I'm obsessed with the Rocky movies.
Yeah, same.
Going all the way back to Rocky 1. Like when they on TBS on the weekend, if they put them all in order, I'll watch them.
Yeah, so cool.
And people bang on 5. I liked 5. I didn't hate 5 much as I could have.
Has there ever been a movie about the making of a movie
that's not
a documentary?
Isn't that like the Twilight Zone? It's a movie inside a movie.
I feel uncomfortable. Like when Michaela said that question
his
made
face
me uncomfortable.
Bugged out.
No, I hear what you're saying with
his
that.
His face literally just shook his head no and was like, what?
Like there's the movie Air about the making of how Nike became Nike. Like there's been movies about stuff, but not a movie about making it. That's weird. Anyway.
I got what you're doing. Danica 2, Dennis 1.
This reality couple, Amaya and Brian, and Iris and Pepe have already broken up after the reality show reunion. What's the name of this dating show?
Danica,
because I'm guessing if I know Michaela, it's one of three, one of two, maybe. What do you think it is, Danica?
Love Island?
That would have been my guess. And was that a guess or did you know?
Oh, that was a guess.
Doesn't matter. Either way, game over.
Let's go.
That's what they call in golf. They call that course knowledge. Because you know, if Michaela's saying it, it's either Love Island or what's a Mormon Wives? Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It's one of those two.
Well, the reunion came out on Monday night, and everyone, TikTok, Instagram, they're losing their minds.
Yeah.
Because it was a wild reunion. All the couples broke up. One cheated on the other one.
Yeah.
I actually posted a comment under one of the contestants because he cheated on one of the girls. And the comment went viral. They posted it on Bravo. They retweeted it. I have no idea why, but people are so involved in this reunion.
That's awesome.
We love it.
That's awesome. What do you say? What? Reality couples are not faithful, and the relationship didn't last. What are you talking about? All right, Dennis. Good effort, brother. Gotta let you go.
All right, thank you.
You probably shouldn't have talked smack.
That's right. Now you sound hairy, Dennis. Anyway, have a good day.
Oh, dang. All of a sudden, Adrian's on one. You know, watch out for him. So if it's okay with you, we're going to give you, Danica, more Hot Wheels Monster Trucks live tickets. So another 4 tickets for Saturday, September 13th at Orleans Arena. The good news is now you've got 2 entries in for the upgraded VIP tickets. Is that all right with you?
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Do you want to pile on with another stack of New Kids tickets tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Then that is what we will do. And by the way, Danica Navarre of Aliante has now launched the great community of Aliante into a first-place tie with Sunrise Manor.
Wow.
Also, to this point, known as
the City of Champions?
Yeah. And Aliante, for the first time in the history of this game, can take over the lead tomorrow as Danica Navarre of Aliante goes for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome. Almost Labor Day weekend. Woo! Oh, Jess.
I'm so excited.
Ooh, me too.
You know what it feels like? You know when you have to go to the bathroom and you're driving, whatever, you're like, I really have to go. But then right when you get close to the bathroom, you're like, oh my God, I gotta go.
Yes.
That's how I feel about Labor Day weekend.
Like you can make it. You go, well, I could drive another hour. Yeah. But then when that bathroom is closed, it's like, ah!
Oh my God!
I'm not gonna make it!
That's how I feel.
I understand that.
The excitement.
I feel that.
Yeah.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. We were talking earlier. This goes way back to the beginning of the show this morning, but I never put a bow on this, and I think we can bring this story back around. So back in the day, Michaela, after American Idol, John Rich, country star John Rich, started to do a thing. What was it called? Gone Country?
Gone Country.
And they wanted to make you a country star.
Yeah, and I wanted to be.
What happened?
It was a competition with, like, Sebastian Bach and Chris Kirkpatrick. There was like other celebrities that were doing it. Other celebrities. They were celebrities. I also was on the show. And it was a songwriting competition. But honestly, what was it, 15 years ago? It just wasn't a brand move. Like, they wouldn't have understood me as a singer in Nashville. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, Taylor Swift had barely come out. We were at the same convention together. It wasn't the right move yet.
Yeah, and she was little blonde girl from...
She was just a baby.
Oh, yeah. Where's she from? Where's Taylor from originally?
Tennessee.
She's Tennessee? Mm-hmm. So she fits the mold. They're like Italian girl from Las Vegas. Yeah. We don't think so.
Yeah, send her back.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. But at one point, we were talking about her singing in prison.
She's from Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. I don't want them to attack me.
Oh, no. And you'll get attacked. At one point, we were talking about Michaela singing in prison.
Yeah, because they had us do all kinds of funny things as country singer.
Of course.
Life-ish.
No, it's reality. We've all seen the competition shows. But the point being is that Michaela said Folsom Prison. It was like, no, that's in California. That can't be it. No, you know what that prison was? That was where they filmed, I almost said 8 Mile. What's it called? Last Mile? Longest Mile? No, what's what? Michael?
Green Mile?
Green Mile.
Oh.
That was the mile. That was where they filmed.
No way.
Yes, way. And, shoot, they filmed something else. Now I don't have it in front of me. But I've been wanting to tell you for like an hour.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, it was awesome. I did Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys by Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And it was super rad. At 20 years old, I thought it was so cool. Now at my age, I'm like, was that safe? Like, was I okay?
Tennessee State Prison. Oh, they also filmed Walk the Line with Johnny Cash.
Yes.
So he probably sang Folsom Prison.
Yes.
Probably for the movie.
Thank you for speaking my language.
There it goes.
That's it.
So funny, and I don't remember the context, but I told somebody yesterday, I speak fluent Michaela.
Yes.
I do. I speak fluent Michaela. I can take what you're saying and make it make sense.
Pleases me so much.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for.
Killed that.
More or less.
Way to go.
You know what else I'm here for? I'm here to push this button, which lets you know game number 4. High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland is now underway. And if it is a brand new game, that means the high number is
050.
And the low number is
001.
You know, the way I like to look at these kind of things is it means that you have plenty of choices.
Yeah.
Whatever number strikes you. And by the way, if you're new to the game, somewhere between 050 and 001 is a number that has been selected at random. Your job is to guess that number. And as people guess, we'll just keep narrowing it down on the high end or the low end, whatever the case may be, so it's either high or low, or you get to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, go where, Chet? Well, we've got 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney, that we'd like to give to you. Now, the only other thing we got to tell you is you got to be caller number 25 right now. It's 702-364-9898. A brand new game. We're playing 14 of these in all. This is game number 4 of High Low. I Want to Go to Disneyland with the Chet Buchanan Show and nowhere else.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Hit the official I Want to Go, more High Low, I Want to Go. Hit it. Hit
98.5
KLUC.
I got it, I swear.
Yeah, no, we knew what you were saying.
I know.
Don't worry.
I swear I'm on it.
We speak Chet language.
Yeah.
We got you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a callback to a moment ago when I speak fluent Michaela. I'm not going to lie. I'll tell the God's honest truth. Michaela and I have been commiserating over this all morning long. Last night, she did live band karaoke, and she's been on a run of stuff. It's been a hectic week for me, and I hosted Mrs. America last night. It didn't get over super late. Then I had to go home. Man, so I'm solo. I'm solo this week.
Yeah.
Go home and empty the... We got one of them litter robots for the cats.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to empty it, and then I wanted to vacuum some stuff up. And the vacuum was plugged. So I'm running around in my underoos till like 10 o'clock at night trying to unplug the vacuum. Stupid litter robot is like, it's still full. No, it's not. I just emptied it. I put a bag in there. Stop giving me grief. Nope, full.
Listen, when those robots talk back, nothing pisses me off more. They're like, you're a robot. Then you fight with it and you look like a psycho person.
And I know that you have to get the bag just right.
Mm-hmm.
The poop bag. And then, yeah, and it was just dumb. So I'm still up till like 10 o'clock. I'm tired.
Sorry, dude.
So I'm making it. I got to make sure I'm focused. Hey,
we're pushing through, dog.
Yeah, we're
good.
One and a half more days.
No, and I'm not sweating. And look, I tell everybody, I grew up on a farm. I know what work is. This ain't it. But there's a certain amount of focus that, you know, could help.
Yeah.
Would be nice. All right. Who's our contestant?
That'll be Gina Ruiz from Centennial Hills.
Centennial Hills, also known as
The Chills.
Yeah. Are we going to adopt that? Can we call Centennial Hills Chills?
Yeah.
You don't have to agree. You don't. If you really don't believe it.
I know, but I'm agreeing.
Okay. All right. Let me hit this music again.
98.5.
Since we ran through the guest music last time. So, Gina, here's what's great. You have the whole store is available to you. You know what I mean? Like any one of the numbers that you want to choose, they're all there for you. It's fresh. It's a brand new game. The high number.
That's what makes me nervous.
No, I know. There's no pressure on you. Here's the great thing. No, you let me help you with that. There's zero pressure on you. Nobody expects you to win. Nobody expects you to even. It's fine. And if you do, then we'll lose our minds and you'll be a legend. You'll be a hero. But if you don't, everybody goes, well, how could you expect her to possibly win? There's no way. You're in the best spot of anybody. So to make to make it official, Michaela, the high number is
050.
And the low number is
001.
Gina, what do you want to do? Just pick one. Whatever you like. Pick your favorite.
I was going with
039. What's the significance of that?
It was the first number that popped in my head.
Love that.
So I'm hoping it has a significance.
Love that. Where you just go where your brain tells you and somebody's leading you down the path. 039. Final answer?
Final answer.
039er.
Nope. Too high.
Fine.
It's okay.
No pressure on you.
All right, I'll try again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will. Do you know when you're going to try again?
Yeah, the next hour.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. All right, so it's a date. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
If we don't talk. She's awesome.
So cute.
Yeah, she's one of those that should win.
Mm-hmm.
She should.
Yeah.
Relationship rehab. Give us half a second because I want to make sure that we've got plenty of time to breathe on this. Yeah, I think their heart's in the right. Well, maybe this might be shady as all get out. That's not the reason why. The fact that it might be shady is not the reason why I think they should break up. And usually I'm not in favor of it. In this case, I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
And she wants to do it and she wants somebody to go along with her. I might be that guy. They say that they've got their heart in the right place. I don't know if I buy it. Okay?
Oy.
Relationship rehab, a makeup or breakup edition, coming up in just moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes, Mika, you know, I like to do relationship rehab sometimes just for the story.
Of course.
Just to be able to tell the story and so we could all go, what the? y'all think?
We say, am I the drama? Just bringing thinking? Stories to laugh.
Yes.
For dramatics.
Yes. Paige in Seven Hills says, my boyfriend and I have been together a little more than a year and a half. We've danced around the idea of moving in together. She's like, I know we're moving slow because they have been a year and a half. It's, you know.
Yeah.
What is that threshold for the moving in? 6 months? Everybody's got their own.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own speed. But she says the first year we were together, and again, they've been together about a year and a half. First year had a lot of stops and starts for us. Lately, we've had conversations about all the things that we could do if we combined finances. And his living situation was starting to look a little unstable because his roommate was going to move out. We have keys to each other's places for convenience. We know what you mean. Convenience? Is that French for booty call?
Wait, convenience?
Convenience.
A little convenience.
Convenience.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. And anyway, she says, literally, she said, and anyway, I went out of town for a week on a work trip, and when I came home, surprise, capital letters, surprise, he had moved himself in without me knowing or even officially. Is it weird that I'm fixated on the fact that she used the word officially in this sentence? He had moved himself in without me knowing or even officially agreeing on it.
Yeah, I hear that.
And again, I've got the advantage of seeing this before everybody else, but I went, why would you?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She goes on to say, oh, hell no. He says he thought it's what I wanted and that it shows maturity, stability, and commitment. I'm not even sure I want to be with him anymore at all.
Oh, God.
Who does this? I feel invaded and violated.
Whoa.
Damn. Is this something to break up over? Asks Paige in Seven Hills. Well, let's go, man.
This is tough.
Can't wait to hear what you... Listen, I'll tell you again, people. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. If you just call to play high-low to try and win Disney tickets and you don't call for relationship rehab, it's your bad karma. You'll never get through again.
I'm just
a message from the radio gods.
That's not foot down. That's facts.
Astrology, life, wisdom.
Yeah, you're
good
into,
for you. Good, yeah.
You're into that.
No,
stuff.
I hear that. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm not trying. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I know how it works.
Totally.
I've done this a time or three.
Yep.
702-364-9898. It's a cut and dried question. Is this something to break up over? But I want to talk about this officially agreeing because I find that interesting. It's Relationship Rehab right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, the second best news I heard all day. The first, number one, at least at the top of my mind, is Aces win again.
Yes.
Went on the road in Atlanta. Their whole crowd, because Asia Wilson went to South Carolina, when they play in Atlanta, there are a lot of people there rooting specifically for Asia, but then by extension, they also root for the Aces.
Sure.
But Asia Wilson with 34 points and 10 rebounds last night. Jackie Young with a triple-double. You can't make me believe that Asia Wilson is not the MVP this year. However, there are many people who believe Nafisa Collier of Minnesota is she's the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see about that because, guess what? In a week's time at T-Mobile Arena, Minnesota will be coming to town, and Asia and Nafisa will go head-to-head.
Let's go.
And well, yeah, that's going to be a something. So now the Aces are in second. Minnesota's in first. We won't catch them, but we might see them down the road, if you know what I'm saying. This, and it feels like the last seven games for the Aces, I've said this. It's a big game. Next Thursday. Big. It's a big game. Second best news. I didn't know they were doing a Yellowstone spinoff focusing on Beth and Rip.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you love that show.
I'm happy for you, brother.
I thought you knew that. Say
about that.
Yeah, my wife Paramount subscription will continue.
Pow! Bang, bang.
I know, Chet, literally, he loves that show.
Oh, my God, my
and
wife
I
does,
And I thought
too.
You knew when I read it. Otherwise, I would have told you.
No, my wife is the nice version of Beth Dutton.
Yes.
She will cut you, though. Don't even trip if you watch them. Paige in Seven Hills has been with her boyfriend a little more than a year and a half. The first year was rough from what we're gathering here. They were talking about, if we put our money together, we could do a lot of cool stuff. Kind of like the other day when they were talking about buying a house together. Remember, they weren't married, but Yes. They wanted to buy a house together. Mm-hmm. I get the idea that they're, well, you know, if we didn't, if we weren't both paying hundreds of dollars electric bill in the summer, you know, we could go on vacation.
Totally.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she got, and his situation was starting to look a little weird because his roommate was going to move out. They have keys to each other's places for convenience. Booty calls. She went out of town for a week on a work trip. She comes home. Hey, he's moved in. They didn't talk about it. She said, here's the quote. He had moved himself in without me knowing or even officially agreeing on it. Which can we stipulate to this? I don't mean to jump the gun here, but can we agree that, does that not imply that there may have been an unofficial agreement?
Yeah, I think it was definitely talked about.
Yeah, somewhere along the line. Are we starting with Rihanna?
Let's do it.
Rihanna, somewhere along the line, did he not get the impression that, yeah, this is what we're doing?
I mean, I think that's kind of jumping the gun. You had a conversation. And in dating, I mean, you're going to have those conversations because that's what we're doing. We're figuring out if this is a long haul. We didn't say or confirm, okay, yes, this is what we're doing. We were just running numbers and the scenario. I think him doing it while she was gone is a little sneaky. It's giving you need help more than let's combine resources and conquer. I don't like the surprise aspect of it. I think it's a jump the gun.
Me neither. I'm not crazy about her leaving town and coming back and finding out.
Yeah,
that's not great, but he says, now she actually follows this up about the officially agreeing. She follows it up saying he says that he thought that that's what I wanted and that it shows maturity, stability, and commitment.
King.
It's giving gaslighting.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's giving gaslighting because, you know the saying, when you assume. He just made a donkey out of himself because now she's super uncomfortable in her home. Like, that's not fair.
Even aside from gaslighting, it's like manipulative. Like, see, you're mature. Yeah. You're growing.
Especially when your finances are on the rocks and your friend's moving out. It's like we had this conversation and then, like, you're kind of giving opportunist.
Yeah.
It's got that to it. It definitely does.
Rather than us building a life together because we see one together, not because you're in a financial strain. He went from yellow flag to red flag real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go as far as break up?
I want to say yes, harsh boundary, but they've been together a year and a half. I honestly feel it takes 2 years to get to know a person. So maybe a conversation can be had, but either way, she's uncomfortable in her home, so he has to go. And that's kind of awkward. So, I mean, if he's willing to work through the awkward, then yes, because life is awkward, especially you're married. Everything's not going to be glitter and rainbow.
Yeah, but either he's
willing to work through the awkward, then yes. But either way, hard line in the sand, he has to get out.
Okay, so you are going to break up because either he lives there, or you break up. That's it. I mean, really. You go, okay, move out. Well, doesn't sound like he's got anywhere to go now. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't planned for that. Karina, anything you want to add on?
No, I mean, she did a great job in summing everything up because, it really is. It's like,
for real.
Like you said, Chet, it's either he lives there or you got to break up. And I think if they want to continue, I would say separation because there's nothing worse than that feeling of not wanting to go home.
And you're in a, and you're not married or whatever.
Yeah, so and like, maturity is that it doesn't need to be that black and white. If you tell him, Kareem, hey man, I didn't like that you just moved in like as a surprise. You have to move out. I still want to keep dating, but like you can't spring that on me. The mature thing to do is, dude, I'm so sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. Let's keep dating.
Well,
and then we'll have an official conversation when that time comes.
The mature thing is you're not leaving that to chance. Well, she's gone. I'm moving in.
Yeah.
No, the mature thing is you go, hey, how about on Saturday we rent a truck?
Totally.
That's mature. That's for me.
Well, he was kind by moving in without like needing her help because no one likes to help someone move. So at least he did it on his own.
Nobody likes a try hard. Is that what we always say, Michaela? Nobody likes a try hard. Now, I believe Savannah may be also seeing it your way, Adrian, which I'm not shocked. Yeah. Why do you think this is okay, Savannah?
I feel like for somebody to move into a house, there had to have been enough conversation and enough sureness that he was like, okay, yeah, this is okay. Like, I don't think any sane person, we'll say that, any sane person would do that and expect a negative outcome unless they were absolutely sure. So I think, and then her using that word officially, I'm like, okay, they probably had this conversation like, oh, hey, we should like maybe move in together. Finances would work. And she's like, oh, yeah, sure, babe. Let's talk about that. And so he's like, oh, she said, yeah, so let's do it. You know, like, yeah, but, I really think.
Yeah, but unless you're a manipulative sociopath, which.
I mean, they already got keys to each other's house.
That's yeah, but so moving in is different. Listen, I love being alone.
But it's still in that ballpark. Thanks, Savannah. To Savannah's point of, hey, we've had conversations. Thanks, and buddy. We've done stuff.
Thanks, Savannah, girl.
Yeah.
It's Chris, in that ballpark.
Well, let's let Chris back Savannah up. Why do you think they should not break up, Chris?
I do agree with that. I don't think they should, per se, break up. I do agree that it's a little red flaggy-ish. But the fact that she says official, just like Savannah said, makes me feel as though they've had not just one, but maybe a couple of conversations about this. And maybe she put her foot down in the beginning and kind of waffled, maybe, to give him the idea that it was okay to do.
Michaela and I are both fighting to jump in. Uh-huh. Okay, rock, paper, scissors. Okay, you go.
Thank you, Angel. Look, even if it was an official conversation, he still moved in while she was out of town.
Yeah.
And it was like, surprise, I'm here. Like, I still think that's not cool. That's not a surprise. It's not romantic. And listen, I love being alone. And when I come home from a trip, I love Lisa 10 years. I'm still like overstimulated. I know I have to unpack. I just want a minute to decompress. I love being alone. I don't want to walk into all that.
She is. We've talked about the maturity, stability, commitment. We've talked about the officially. Is nobody talking about how Paige said, without me knowing, and invaded and violated? Are we just going to blow that part off?
True.
I mean,
well,
it
at the same time, I mean, he does have a key, so.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. It's contradictory.
Booty calls.
No, whenever she's trying to eat her cake. She wants, what's the phrase? Eat her cake and have it too. Whatever
have
the case
cake
it is.
And eat it too.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, I mean, and
some people like surprises, and some people might like surprises.
My neighbor has a key to my house.
Oh, we're all talking over each other. Hang on, Chris, what were you saying?
I was just coming from a different direction because you said that they've been together a year, roughly a year and a half. Me and my wife, who we've been together 12 years now, I moved into with her a month into our relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's why I say it's not something to break up for. And depending on the relationship, it's definitely a long, lengthy conversation.
Sure.
To really get into depths about boundaries and although I said, we should move in together.
Yes.
I didn't mean like next week.
Yeah, but at some point you and your wife said this is when we're going to do it, and you probably did it together. You didn't wait until she left town and then grab all your stuff and throw it in her apartment or house or whatever. That's my thing with it. All right, we got to run. We're so late. Makeup or breakup?
Makeup.
No! Really?
Yeah.
How did you end up there?
Plot twist.
Oh, my God. Hang on. We don't have time. I'm going to go contemplate all of it. I know I said I speak fluent, Michaela.
Yeah.
This one has me baffled.
Goodbye, you guys.
No way. All of a sudden, so you're okay with it?
Listen, I'm not okay. I can see it being a misunderstanding. To the point, my neighbor has a key to my house. He can't just come in whenever he wants. He has it if I need something or help. If he misunderstood, if they love each other, I think she can say to him, you have to get out because I did not say you could move in. And if he's mature enough, they'll be able to stay together. We could be moving into my house. I didn't say you could.
We got to go. I rarely do you shock me, but this is one of those times. I don't even know you anymore.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela, I'm not kidding you. Over the last, 3 or 4 weeks, this show just kept coming up. Buddy of mine goes, have you seen The Empire Strips Back? And I'm like, come on, look at me. And he goes, no, it's amazing. And I go, well, I'm not really a Star Wars guy. He goes, you don't need to be.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not really like strip club guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's not that either. It's just a lot of fun. And I ended up having like 4 other conversations similarly, and it was buzzy. And I went, okay, I gotta dig a little deeper into this whole thing. So meet Mocha and Bobby.
Hello.
From Empire Strips Back. Speak right into the microphone so we can hear you.
And they look so fabulous. They have this wild curly hair. You girls look so cute.
Thank you.
Oh, no. And they're in here with headphones on while the music was playing.
Uh-huh.
And you know how people, when they sing, but they think they're nailing it, but maybe not so much? That was our world. I almost turned the mics on just for fun.
It was
so out of context. I wouldn't do that to you.
So
explain to me this. So the show started back in May.
Yes.
Right on May the 4th. Duh.
Right.
Of course.
Star Wars, and just steer me back into the lane if I've got this wrong. Star Wars themed burlesque. Burlesque.
So good.
Right?
Yes,
I got a nod. I got 2 nods.
Correct.
From over here. And now 100 shows in.
Yes.
At the old Chippendales Theater at the Rio.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which, if you haven't been to the Rio lately, you need to go to the Rio.
Yes. It's awesome.
Okay. Now, here's what else I know, and then you pretty much exhausted my knowledge. Show started in Australia.
Correct.
Were you part of that?
No.
You're here. You're just the American.
Yes.
All right.
Vegas.
Mocha, where are you from?
I'm originally from the Bay Area.
Okay. And then Bobby, where are you from?
New Jersey.
And then how did you end up in Vegas at the Empire Strips Back?
Well, I moved here in 2019 before COVID.
Solid timing.
Yeah.
Really good.
I know. Right? Our plan is
impeccable timing.
Yes. My whole new life. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. World shut down.
I don't know anybody. And now I get to be even more isolated.
Exactly.
That's great. Yes.
Yeah, so I moved here in 2019 to pursue dance and performance. And so that's how I ended up here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the gig came up.
The gig like, came up. The audition came up. The opportunity came, and I took it.
And you rocked it.
And I did, yes.
Bobby?
I've been pursuing professional dancing and singing in L.A. for about 8 years. So I was L.A.-based, and I heard about the casting. I submitted to it. It was via self-tape for me. And I actually got hired for the Florida contract prior to Vegas. So I had done about 2.5 months of this show in a Florida tour. We did Orlando, Miami, Tampa. And then I reached out. I was like, I know it's going to Vegas. I'm interested. If you want, give me a call. And they did. And I was like, perfect.
I apologize if this is an inappropriate question. And just look at me and just shake your head really quick. And I'll do something else. Is this Chippendales affiliated? Associated?
No.
No. Okay.
Completely separate.
Just because the model looked, you know what I mean? Because
yes.
I'm assuming now what you're saying, you said the Florida based, is that a touring company?
No. So they have shows everywhere right now. They just closed Seattle. They're doing Portland, Atlanta, Phoenix. And while they have this one going on in Vegas.
Like limited engagement in the different cities. Mm-hmm. So essentially a touring company, but not, but more of a residency company.
Right.
And then they got the Vegas one, which is the big daddy.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
So nice. Listen, I was looking for
in London.
Oh, in London. Oh, amazing.
How do you get that gig? I want the London gig.
Yeah.
Vegas we'll submit you.
Vegas right. is great. Maybe London for the summer. I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Listen, I love this because it feels like such a great date night. My wife and I are always looking for something fun to do. So it's burlesque, which is so great, but there's comedy. And Lisa is obsessed. I didn't know this until after we got engaged. With Star Wars, I didn't realize the obsession was so real. She was like, let's take a photo with Darth Vader in our rings. And I was like, who are you right now? So this is like right up her alley. Is it like a fun date night interaction kind of vibe?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, which part of this are we missing?
No, we see couples in the audience all the time. People dress up in Star Wars character costumes in the audience. They love it.
But the show is funny.
It's a parody.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yep.
So it's Star Wars storyline.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a way.
Stormtrooper helmets, I'm assuming,
yes.
at some point. For why sure. not? Why wouldn't there be?
Definitely.
If Michaela's fiance, Lisa, wife.
I know, it's new.
I forget, too.
That's okay.
So if Lisa wants to wear her Stormtrooper helmet.
Absolutely.
No, don't do this. She'll bring her lightsaber, and then I'm leaving her.
No, divorce. Tell her to bring everything. we love it.
So it's funny. It's burlesque. So it's, what's the word it used here? Cheeky.
Cheeky.
It is cheeky.
It's cheeky.
Yeah, it's not too much.
It's not naughty.
Just enough.
Naughty. A little touch of naughty. Naughty, not dirty.
Yes. Tasteful.
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 Would you bring your mom?
Oh, my mom's seen it multiple times.
Yay!
That's all I need to know.
I'm my mother-in-law,
That's
too.
That's all I need to know. And now it's become, like I was saying, it's become this buzz.
Yeah.
This buzz thing. It's got, I guess for lack of a better term, it's got like a cult following.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That people are really starting to get into it.
Yeah.
You reacted. Why, Bella?
I don't like that word.
Or Mocha.
I'm Bella, too. I'm also very beautiful. Thank you.
Duh. Why do you think I said it? No, but you don't like that word?
Community.
okay, that's sure. funny.
Community.
Yeah, listen, they have a community.
We ain't asking about your past.
No, I'm not
asking what you did before this. We're talking about now. Do you have to be a Star Wars fan?
Absolutely not.
No?
Not at all.
Do you have to the point that we kind of made more about Michaela than by Michaela, but do people come dressed up?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
because Star Wars fans.
Yeah, they get so into it.
Okay, so just like, can you walk us through like briefly? Like, you get to the Rio, you're so excited, you and your people, your friends, your mother-in-law, and so what can they expect? Like, what are some of the big takeaways for people that maybe want to come this weekend or next?
Well, when you get there, we have a little cocktail area.
Perfect.
With special drinks.
Sold.
So
signature
you
cocktail.
Can get yourself a signature cocktail.
Hammered I am.
Take some pictures. There's tons of pictures. There's a land speeder out
There's
there.
A lot of merchandise.
There's a
you
lot
can
of
buy.
Merchandise.
Yes,
to
as there
purchase.
Should be.
Yeah, we have some sexy calendars.
Yeah, we got some sexy
some
calendars.
Lightsabers
some
you
lights,
can buy.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. That's even before you get to the show.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a show before the show.
Yes.
It shows,
show
it's a shows what, an hour, hour and a half?
Hour.
About a half.
70 minutes.
Almost.
It was always 70 minutes before. It was,
right.
Everything was 70 minutes. Then get back
right.
out. Then get back out there and gamble, you degenerates. Now, yeah, it's 90 minutes now.
I think doors open about 30 minutes prior.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how early you get there, how long you'll be there. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so great. Tickets are affordable. $50 they start at.
Yeah.
So it's not like breaking the bank.
Nope.
You go and live your life.
And every seat is really great.
Every seat is really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go, if you want to check it out, like on Insta, The Empire Strips Back. You can find them there. A website. Tell your grandmother to go to the website, theempirestripsback.com. But if you want to buy tickets there, you can, or go to reallasvegas.com. It's, yeah, and 18 and over?
Yes.
18 and over.
Please.
Even
Great.
Better. Yeah, even
yeah.
better. It just
the
sounds
parents
fun.
Are like, yes,
no.
we have to leave our kids at home.
Right.
right. Yeah, right.
Woohoo.
Thanks for coming in and doing this.
Thank
it's just
you.
there were people talking about it. I was like, we gotta figure
we're buzzing. We're buzzing.
Right.
We won the Fox 5 Choice Awards and we've nominated for Best of Las Vegas. So vote
for
us. Yay.
We won one and we're nominated
cool.
for two more.
Go
it's
girls.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We're doing it.
And let me ask you this now. Do you feel like Las Vegas locals? Yet
I do. Yes, I've been here for a while.
Yeah, because you've been here since 19. You went through the pandemic.
Yes.
Now, do you feel what part of Las Vegas has surprised you? You thought you knew, but you didn't know.
Ooh. I'm not any sure. of it. So I had done a residency in 2019 pre-COVID. So I kind of already
What show?
Cherry Boom Boom. Shout out.
Speaking of cult.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mocha, hold your.
Community.
Take your headphones off.
Community.
Cult, speaking of. Oh, sorry. Right. Yes.
Community.
Thank you, Michaela.
You're welcome.
Speaking of community.
Yes. Yeah. So shout out those beautiful women. I had done that residency prior. So I was kind of already used to like being a Vegas local. So it was a little bit nostalgic coming back. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be here for, the run of the show. And
it digs its hooks, India.
You're right.
Becomes home really quick.
Yeah, I developed my own little routine. It's great.
And have you found that most of the entertainers on the strip, like everyone becomes so friendly?
Oh, yes.
That's where you find your people.
Community.
Yes. The community is amazing. Everyone's so sweet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And once you have a show, quote unquote, on the strip, and I realize the Rio's not, but it's kind of included in that mix. Mm-hmm. There's some credibility there.
Yes. Yeah.
We did. Dumbest thing ever, the little tiny theater at Planet Hollywood, which I think might have still been the Aladdin. But this little theater on the south end of that building, and we did a psychic show there with this guy that used to be on the radio show. And all of a sudden, and I'd been in town and things had been good. All of a sudden we do that show, people looked at me different.
Really?
And it was a nothing show.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh,
made
but
you so
all
much
of a sudden,
cooler.
Yeah.
FX.
Light years. They were like, oh, that. We just thought you were in. Well, you're still an idiot, but you're our idiot. You know? That was great. Sure. So go see The Empire Strips Back. It's by all accounts, it's just a really good time. And thanks so much, you guys. Thanks
Thank
for getting
you.
Up
Thank
early.
You girls. Yeah.
What time do you normally get up? Mocha?
9 a.m. because I have a daytime job.
Oh, good for you.
It is such
hustle.
They're hustlers,
stacking
baby.
Stacking cash.
Yeah. Hustler, baby.
Bobby, what time do you usually normally get up?
Oh, my body will wake me up before I want to be up. So today I woke up at like 6.
Ugh,
I didn't need
the worst.
I didn't need to do that, but
thank you for getting up to come to see us. We got to run. We got to play high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Michaela, the high number where we're at right now
is 039.
And the low number is
001.
We've done a little work. A little work, not a lot of work. Mm-hmm. We've done a little work. Your chance to play coming up in just moments.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I'll tell you what, our boss will be a lot happier with us if I remind you that voting for the KLUC Song of the Summer is happening right now at KLUC.com. One of the industry gurus said that it was the that Ordinary song from Alex Warren.
Yeah.
Was the song of the summer.
That's crazy.
I don't agree with that. But I'm not sure. Benson Boone?
Listen, yes.
Benson Boone?
I think so.
Dochi? Dochi doesn't feel like it was a summer song to me.
Benson Boone feels like the vibe.
Bieber, Raven Lanae.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the good news. Everybody who votes qualifies to win a $500 gift card at Smart and Final. That's worth going to KLUC.com right now. In the meantime, we're playing high-low. I want to go to Disneyland.
98.5. KLUC.
You sure it's not pronounced Ottinger, Lisa?
It's Edinger. Oh, silent.
I hear you. There's the
morning.
It's almost hockey season, so the goaltender for Dallas spelled the same way, but it's Ottinger.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Go Knights go.
I hear you. And you are in Edinger, and so obviously the guy in Dallas is an idiot. Doesn't even know how to say his own name. That's the story
it's
I'm
like
quoting.
Like the beer in Germany.
Yeah, that's amen.
Mm-hmm.
So right now with high low, your high number is
039,
and your low number is
001.
Do you have one in mind?
I'm gonna go with 026.
026. Final answer.
Yes.
026.
Nope. Too high.
Yeah. too high again with 026.
Good guess, though. Yep.
I will try again tomorrow.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. Well, 1 in 24 shot when we get up early at 6 a.m., all right?
You have a great day.
You too, love.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Definitely.
Okay.
Have a good one.
See you then. You too. Interesting. It's just, I don't know why.
I know.
It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. A 1 in, 26 minus 1 is 25, and then minus 1 of that, 20. Okay. 1 in 24 shot when we start at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning with High-Low. I want to go to Disneyland. Only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I know you're not going out of town for Labor Day weekend, but I thought of you when I saw this story.
Tell me.
I did. I know you're staying in town to work.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
And even if I didn't have to work, I still wouldn't go out of town. Traffic, I think not.
Oh. No flying?
No flying, no driving.
The TSA has been, do you have cordless hairstyling stuff?
Yeah.
They banned them from your checked luggage.
No.
Yeah. Well, and it makes perfect sense because if they don't have cords, they usually have stuff like, you know, gas to make them heat up.
Yeah.
Travelers can no longer pack cordless curling irons, flat irons, or spare gas cartridges in your checked bags because, you know, bottom of the plane, boom, boom.
Oh,
not good.
Yeah,
not
but it's
good.
So convenient.
You can, yeah, but you could still take it in your carry-on bag if you have a safety cover that'll keep it from accidentally going.
Oh, okay.
So you can. Regular corded hair tools, and I don't even know why they feel the need to say this. Regular, because people will go, well, what do you mean? Can you cord? Can I take one with a cord? Yeah, the cord's not going to hurt you. It's fine. It doesn't have nothing to blow up.
Yeah, you've been doing it for 40 years, babe. That's still okay.
It's good. What about the cord ones?
Can I curl my hair still?
Take it easy. What if my hair's already curled? Can I get on the plane? Will you calm down? Oh, man. And their point to this, though, and honestly, my point as well, while tightening rules on some gadgets, like me having my hair curly.
It's natural.
Bad, it's human.
I didn't mean to.
The TSA is surprisingly lenient on other unusual items. So you can't pack your cordless curling iron in your checked baggage, but live lobsters, Christmas lights, cowboy spurs, antlers, wands, lightsabers, coffee machines, and magic eight balls. You can take on a plane, although your magic eight ball has to go into your checked bag only because you can make a ball.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Just a little public service heading into Labor Day weekend for the Chet Buchanan Show. You're welcome, America.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, this may not surprise you. According to the U.S. Department of Education, how, by percentage, okay, from 0 to 100, what is the percentage of Americans between the ages of 16 and 74 that read below the equivalent of a sixth grade level? What do you think that percentage is?
20%.
Higher.
40%. No. 70%?
No.
50.
That would be bad. 54%.
Well, it's not any better.
More than half. And why are we speaking in hushed tones? Because we're embarrassed.
Yeah, we love to
by
feel
all of this. Now, it doesn't mean they didn't finish school. Most of them probably did. It just means that it's kind of, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't read. And if you don't exercise your brain. But my God, you can't read at a sixth grade level, more than half of us.
I also like love that you said if you don't use it, you lose it. But I feel like I have to read every single day.
Yeah, I feel bad that I don't read books. I read a lot. And I also catch myself going, I can't just keep doing junk food on my phone. You know,
yeah,
just scrolling.
I know.
Scrolling for hours.
But my attention span is awful, so reading is hard.
Amen.
You know,
but that's why I try to find at least one thing a day that, you know.
Yeah, it's making sense.
A decent meal. You know. In Argentina and Spain, Tuesday the 13th is unlucky, not Friday.
Oh.
So, who's right?
us.
Yeah, that's right. Archie, what do you guys know? You guys don't know anything.
Yeah, we can't even read. Around.
Yeah, you're thinking. Wait. Yeah, wait. What do we know? Argentina and Spain's going.
Oh my God.
Shut up. You guys can't even read.
Get me out of here.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, drag us.
We were going off with an argument that had nothing behind it. They can look at us, Argentina and Spain, and go, no, you're the ones that can't even read.
Wow.
Just good, awesome. Good. With that in mind, venture forth into the world, people. Have an amazing day. It's almost Labor Day weekend. Thank God. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Hope to see y'all here. Well, I guess there's only a few people that we're allowing in. But we're doing that Christopher Bell thing for Las Vegas Motor Speedway in a minute. I'm kind of excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow. Adrian!
Hey, you can catch me on the new episode of Unlikely that just dropped earlier this morning. YouTube, just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Hit that subscribe if you could be so kind. And then Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. That's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'll be at Fontainebleau tonight with my band. Stop by Nowhere Lounge. Hang and follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back with my guy tomorrow.
Well, yeah, make sure that you tell somebody that you haven't told in a while that you love them, because you never know when you won't get another chance. And make sure you be a friend to somebody who could use a friend, because you never know whose life that you're going to save. Believe this. We do. Great things are just about to happen, because they are. And know this. We love you, because we do. And God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.